Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Today we're going to talk about the early days of Lake Chelan by William Venneberg. He said, I was the third of eight children in the family. Two older brothers always played together. And after me, there were two girls, so I was more or less left alone. Our school was about 1 mile away. There were about 25 pupils, about half were Indians. The Indians sat on one side of the schoolroom and the whites on the other side. But we all played together outside and got along well. We walked to school most of the time, and those that had to come farther either rode horseback or drove a team. We had a lot of homework to do, and as there were no electric lights, other light systems were used, such as carbide lights with or gasoline with the pressure tubing to the different rooms. We had regular kerosene lamps and lanterns, too. When the building of the irrigation project got started, my folks fed as many as 30 men while they built the flume and pipeline in the Joe Creek area. Some of the supplies came up on the steamboat to Manson and then by team and wagon to the camp at Anilon Dam. When I was old enough to drive the team, 16 it was, I had the job of hauling the men back and forth to and from work, as well as hauling the supplies to the camps. Wages started out in 1911 at 25 cents per hour, and a short time later to 35 cents per hour. Usually 10 hours was a day's work. Saturday was the day everyone went to town to get groceries and the mail. We didn't have mail delivery until Manson was made. When I was born and several years after, there were very few white people in our neighborhood. One prospector came by every spring, staying overnight at the ranch. We looked forward to seeing him. I think I saw my first car in about 1908 to 1910 in Chelan. Dick Lord, a real estate man, had it. It was a Cadillac, I believe, and I used to go and sit in it. Before the time when cars were common, it was very interesting to go to the blacksmith shop to see the blacksmith shoeing horses or shrinking the tires on the wagons, which today no one sees anymore. The tires would get loose after the wood on the wheels shrank. Then they took the tire off and heated the section about 10 inches long to a white heat, almost to the melting stage. Then they put the tire in a tire shrinker, which would push the heated section together with great force, thereby making it fit tight again on the wheel. Usually 3/8 of an inch would be sufficient to do that. The blacksmith shop took the place of what later the garage did to the auto. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.